You two are real actors, huh?
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care.
According to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Okay, I guess.
Cool. Is that the best you can do?
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
News Talk 620 WWNR. Keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Showers and thunderstorms early, some heavy, and then after midnight, things should settle down quite a bit as we get to 38 for the early morning low. Rebounding on Thursday to 50, with morning showers becoming partially sunny in the afternoon. And look forward to Friday, cloudy with a few showers lingering, but only a 30% chance as we hover near 58 for the high. Saturday and Sunday, the wet weather will continue.
WWNR Beckley. The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Hey, good evening. 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Kind of rainy, kind of really cool and rather pleasant out there. It's your prayer meeting edition of Head On with me, Bob Kincaid. And, well, doggone it, I don't think we're ever going to be done with the Terri Schiavo story, because there is so much Republican sleaze and slime and filth and stinking garbage involved with the poor woman's demise. It may be a bottomless cesspool. What these filth-fisted Republicans are up to. Not the least of which is everybody's buddy, Tom, and you know him here as Bug Spray Delay. And just as a primer, a bit of a review. Why do we call him Bug Spray Delay? Well, long before he ever went to the hallowed halls of Congress, which he would go on to turn into a sleaze fest. Tom Bug Spray Delay was an exterminator in Sugarland, Texas. And I think the argument may be made that Bug Spray Delay huffed a little too much of that paraquat and malathion and whatever deadly poisonous chemicals that he used to kill his kinfolk, you know, the cockroaches. And it apparently affected his brain. Because you'll remember in the Terri Schiavo case that there was a memo leaked aimed at Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, who refused to sully 215 years of congressional history on crafting a bill of attainder or an ex post facto law to interject Republican politics into this pitiful, my God, this pitiful process. And as a consequence, the Republicans decided to aim at him. And they created a memo saying this is going to be really tough for Democrats, and this is a great political issue. Terri Schiavo was reduced to a great political issue. You remember all that. That's all background. That's all prologue. That's all past. So this past Friday, and it came out, you can go to AU.org. You can hear the whole thing for yourself if you wish. Bill Frist and Bug Spray Delay. Bill Frist, you remember, Bill Frist, the cat killer, who, while a medical student, adopted cats at animal shelters and took them home and dissected them. Yuck. Yeah, that Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader. Bill Frist, whose family owns Healthcare Corporation of America, HCA Hospitals, and performs as many or more abortions, that hospital does, than any other hospital group in America. Yeah, that Bill Frist, who profits by the, what's the right wing like to call it? Abortions, murder. Well, it may be, but Bill Frist isn't going to let a little murder get in the way of him and his family's bank account now, is he, Sunshine? Course not. He's a Republican, baby. Holy Republican communion for all their talk and all their high-toned religiosity. Oh, no, no, no. Holy communion for a Republican happens in your wallet. Holy communion for a Republican jingles in your pocket and folds and sounds crisp and starchy. Let me see if I've got any Republican communion in my pocket here. I don't have near as much as they do. Yep, there's some Republican holy communion. Money, baby. Yeah, you know. You know. So, Bill the Cat Killer, abortion profiteer Frist, and Tom Bugspray DeLay appeared before the Family Research Council in what was billed as a legislative breakfast. It was a closed-door sort of affair this past week, and Tom DeLay appeared there on Friday, and he didn't know he was being taped, but he was. And through the resources provided at Americans United for Separation of Church and State, you can go and hear it. We've got clips. I want you to hear this. It's not a long clip. Pay very close attention. This is Tom DeLay talking about, well, he's expounding his religion, isn't he? Go ahead.
One thing that God has brought to us is Terry Shagler to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America.
Okay, did you hear that? God has brought these bloodthirsty, stinking, filthy, godless Republicans, Terry Schiavo. Let's hear it again. That's okay.
One thing that God has brought to us is Terry Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America.
So let's get a quick handle on Tom DeLay's God. Let's see, it was February the 25th, 1990, when Terry Schiavo collapsed. And God, I'm not saying this, Tom Bugspray DeLay, paragon of the Republican Party, is saying this, that God Almighty, compassionate, merciful God, struck Terry Schiavo down in February of 1990 so that the conservatives could have some political hay. That's not me, that's him. Hear it again.
One thing that God has brought to us is Terry Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America.
So Terry Schiavo is an agent of whatever passes for God to Tom DeLay. Do you believe in that kind of God? I don't believe in that kind of God. That's not the God that the little old blue-haired ladies in the Southern Baptist Church taught me about when I was knee-high to a duck. Is it yours? Is that the God you worship? Someone who uses human life and human beings and manipulates them so that some stinking, greasy-haired Mammonite from Texas can exploit a political ideal? Or in his case, a political ideology? Is that your God? Is it? This kind of God comes calling, close your door and hide, because somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get maimed, so Tom DeLay can play politics with it. You haven't even begun to hear the best parts. But suffice to say, I think that the Right to Life movement, I suggested it a couple of nights ago, I'm convinced now with the words of Tom DeLay, the Right to Life movement is dead. Deader than Little Son Hudson already is, and deader than Terry Schiavo will ever be. The Right to Life movement is dead. This is their spokesman. This is Tom DeLay. This is their hero. This is the man who speaks for the right to life. And he says that Almighty God strikes down innocent women so that the right to life movement can have a little bit of political sunshine. I'm not into this. I don't share that vision of religion. I don't share that vision of God. I don't share that vision of faith. And I don't believe that anyone calling themselves a true Christian in America would be willing to get in line with Tom DeLay. Sorry, I'm gesturing here. How about you? How about you? Do you share Tom DeLay's faith in God? Do you share a belief that Almighty, compassionate, merciful, all-loving Creator God strikes down women in their prime at 24 years of age so that the Republican Party can have something to stir up the ignorant with? Do you believe that? Are you on board with Tom DeLay? If you are, you're sick. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Everybody, I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. Today's tip of the day is going to be with Florida Citrus. Florida grapefruit we're going to talk about today. We'll talk about oranges later on and tangerines, but today we're going to talk about the grapefruit. You know, Hurricane Francis and Hurricane Charlie caused havoc in a lot of the growing areas in these beautiful citrus groves that the Sunshine State has. And it hurt a lot of the crop, up to 60 to 70% down. So we're going to pay more for Florida grapefruit. But you know what? No matter what you pay for them, they are worth it. They're loaded with nutritional value, and they're loaded with flavor. When you select them, make sure they're heavy for their size. Always store them on the counter, never in the refrigerator. Because in the refrigerator, you'll deplete the nutritional value and flavor. I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. For more information and tips, just go to TonyTantillo.com. Hello, I'm Tony Tantillo. You know, sometimes information on nutrition and health can seem overwhelming. That's why there's the Dole Nutrition News. Twice a month, this electronic newsletter will bring you the very latest in diet and nutrition research, plus recipes, fitness tips, and natural beauty ideas. Best of all, it's absolutely free. How do you get all this information? Simply just go to www.dolenutrition.com. To sign up, it's free, it's easy, and it's loaded with news that you can use to lose weight and look great. Again, that's www.dolenutrition.com.
If you want to go shopping for the same old stuff, go to Walmart. But if you're looking for antiques, crafts, and collectibles, there's only one place to go. Beaver Creek, loaded with fascinating items. And you won't believe the buys. Come see the Amish Pantry. Discover the excitement of shopping again at Beaver Creek Antiques, Craft, and Collectibles Mall. Exit 125 Airport Road off I-64. Also, affordable vendor booth space available. Call 254-9835. 254-9835. It's a shopping experience like no other. Beaver Creek Antique, Craft, and Collectibles.
WWNR Beckley.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness. Bob Kincaid, Head On.
We're back almost 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. So you heard it. You heard Tom DeLay say that God strikes down women for conservative political causes. You heard that. Is there any doubt in your mind whatsoever that the religious right is stone dead and morally bankrupt? You know, it is time. It's time for our, you know, there was an article in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago about how our local, our state senators would like to have opposed this dumber than a bag of hammers Lacey Peterson bill but they couldn't do it because they were afraid of the religious right. It is time for us, and you know, us normal people, us people who reverence the message and life of Christ, as opposed to hanging him back up on the cross so that Grover Norquist can drown the federal government in the bathtub. You know, that gang. It's time for us to take it back, and it's time for our politicians to declare their independence from the religious right, Kool-Aid drinking, mouth breathing, snake handling, strychnine drinking weirdos and evangelo fascists. I'm deadly serious about this. But there's more Tom DeLay. Oh, there's plenty more Tom DeLay, but let's I don't like to keep folks hanging. The phone number is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. You'll want to use that if you're listening on the internet stream at WWNRNewsTalk620.com. We've got Brian. Hey, Brian, you're head on. Doing good.
100% of all the facts. You never know what you're getting from the media anyway. I haven't tried to research it a whole lot.
Well, I don't trust the media, Brian, so that's why I did research it. I feel like I'm pretty conversant with the facts now.
You know, but if she had a living will or not, I don't know for sure.
She didn't.
Whether she did.
She didn't.
As far as, you know, I don't believe that there's anybody that's going to step in now and grant her mother the right to take care of her. As far as the insurance policy goes, I don't
there
know
is no insur-
paying for her care.
There's no, okay, well, let's answer some of those questions, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's no insurance policy. That's something that's been cooked up by the right wing. That's made out of whole cloth. It's what they do best. They lie. Okay? What there was a lawsuit. And she got a verdict against the doctors who, in large part, put her in this position.
Mm-hmm.
And that money has gone to her care and exclusively to her care. It started off near $1 million. It's down to about $40,000 now, and it has been used to take care of Terry Schiavo. Okay? And that's what it was there for. And, in fact, the money's been drawn down to such an extent that she's now collecting Medicaid, which, interestingly, these Republicans would like to cut out from under her. So those are all facts.
Okay.
They're not even in dispute. And a lot of this is contained in the Wolfson report, which Jeb Bush, the anointed one for the next presidency, the monarchy, he sat on it. He didn't want America to know this. But it's out there, you know. The Schiavo family, or the Schindler family, says they want to take her home and take care of her. They tried that before. They took her home, and in a couple of weeks, they had her back in the hospital because they said they were overwhelmed.
You know, I understand that with parents, you know, especially mothers, that there's a connection there that
absolutely
there isn't between fathers and their kids.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a father. I feel pretty connected.
But just because the children grow in them, that there's a inalienable defense mechanism that they have, don't let my, you know, child die. As far as it goes, I think it's a shame that his political mileage is being tried to got out of it from either side.
Well, no, wait up, Brian. Nobody's trying to make political mileage out of it on the Democrat side. The political mileage is the political mileage is being made on the Republicans. So if you're gonna cast a pox on someone's house, be forthright about it and cast it on the Republican Party, because this is not a Democrat job.
Well, if I can make the Republican Party look bad, that, in essence, makes the Democratic Party look good.
Well, that's because the Democratic Party's standing up for American principles right now, Brian, because the Democratic Party is saying this is a family matter, and government has no business in this family dispute.
Well, it's done. It's said. It's over with. She's been without food for 5 days. The tube's been pulled. Let's just get on with it, get over it, and go on. It's not going to change now. She's going to die. So let's drop it. Let's let it go.
I'm more than happy to let it go, Brian. But you know what? I'm not gonna let it go without letting people know what a filthy bunch of dirty, rotten, you know, just Christ abusing scoundrels these Republican right wing so called Christians are.
Well, there are so called Christians. There is, I believe, there are so called Christians in the Democratic Party also.
But I'm getting
to a point anymore to where I don't think that anybody that wants to run for office is particularly worth a care. They're all crooked. They're all just wanting the money out of our pockets.
Well, but see, that's the thing. You're casting aspersions on both houses when, in fact, in this particular instance, the aspersions are only need to be going in one direction. You know, the Democratic Party didn't call the Congress back into session on Palm Sunday prostitute that holy day to pass this bill of attainder. The Democrats didn't do that. The Republicans did. George Bush didn't have his jet fueled and waiting at our expense, mind you, so he could fly back and sign this bill in his pajamas. That's all Republican doing. So don't, you know, I mean, you've got to, I mean, at least have a little intellectual honesty about it, you know?
Well, I mean, I have intellectual honesty about it, but you can see my point. If there's something that makes the Democratic Party look bad, a.k.a. what seemingly Manchin's doing to us right now up there in West Virginia, if I harp and squall about it, even though I do nothing to change it as a Republican, it makes the Republican Party look good and the Democratic Party look bad. I'm getting mileage from it just as well as, you know, I'm getting plus mileage just as well as, you know, I'm giving negative mileage to them.
Well, for my part, I'm extremely unhappy with the governor right now. We have seen the steady stream of the anti-consumer legislation that he's pushing through. My God, have you seen the latest one, Brian? Now they want to take away the insurance commissioner's rate-making powers and just let the insurance companies make their own rates. I'm not kidding.
We're open for business, all right.
My wallet is.
You got that right. It's getting scary right now.
And that is not Democrat policy. You know, taking away our constitutional rights to hold a company accountable in court when the Constitution of this state says the court shall be open to all, that's not democratic philosophy. I don't know what's going on, Brian, but it makes me sick. You know, if somebody thinks I'm making the Republicans look good by saying that, I guess I'm going to have to deal with that. But you know what? I'm talking about returning this state to its democratic roots. So that you know, consumers can be protected, because the Republican Party is for doing taking away your constitutional rights with these insurance companies too, Brian.
Yeah, they're all benefiting from the insurance company thing right now, I believe. I believe money's changed just too many hands too many times. Too many palms have been greased. Like I said, but that's me. You know, I try not to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm here at the hospital. I want to run in and see my granny. Good night.
God bless her, and give her my regards, please.
Will do, Bob.
Take care, Brian. Yeah, I try to be kind of even-handed with this. I mean, I think on a national scale and where pro-life and the religious right are concerned, they've flushed their credibility down the toilet with Terry Schiavo. But by the same token, here closer to home, when you're attacking a West Virginia consumer's rights, especially, I mean, you know, we're not talking about just, you know, I wake up one morning and decide to sue me an insurance company, and I'll have the ham, the eggs, the grits, and a sued insurance company. No, it's not like that. It's when you get hurt, and an insurance company plays with your life while you're injured, that's when it matters. If a Democrat governor was pushing this, as he is, or a Republican governor is pushing this, I would be criticizing it either way. But you can't look to the Republican Party for any help on this local insurance issue, because they think taking your rights away to sue an insurance company is not enough. The Republican Party has said, oh, well, you know, that's just weak-kneed stuff. That's not even a start. They've said it. I'm not making it up. They said it. But it all dovetails together. It has to do with Terry Schiavo, because this Republican move to shut down lawsuits against doctors, you know, Terry Schiavo got a $1 million verdict to help with her care under the medical malpractice reform that we had a couple of years ago. That couldn't happen to a West Virginian that had happened to her what happened to Terry. There would be no public limelight, because there would be no care for her to have. She would have been long ago dead at home, because there would have been no care. Do you understand? This thing is hypocrisy to the ceiling. This is, I mean, looking at what the Republicans have done with Terry Schiavo's case is like trying to clean out a horse's stall with a toothpick. It just winds up making you feel really ugly and nasty. Because they have scattered their around liberally. It's the only liberal thing the Republicans have ever done, the crap they've strewn about over this case. My God, it just makes me ill. But that's not all Tom DeLay had to say. We'll have more of it when we come back from the break. This is News Talk 620, WWNR. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Raleigh County's buses will soon be running under a new name. Officials with the county's public transportation system say they will change their name within the next few months from Community Action Transportation to Raleigh Express. Bobby Thomas Bailey with the Raleigh County Community Action Association says the name change better reflects the company's mission. She says many people think the name Community Action means you have to be a low-income resident to ride the bus. Bailey hopes the new name will let people know that public transportation is for everyone. The bus system added 30,000 new riders in the past year, has entered into a contract with Mountain State University to transport students and faculty, and was named a non-emergency medical transportation provider. The bus system offers door-to-door service, public transit routes, and job access service for fares of $2 each way. Former House Education Committee Chairman Jerry Mezzatesta has until April 10th to start paying a $2,000 fine imposed by the State Ethics Commission. The conciliation agreement the commission approved March 3rd concerns Mezzatesta's alleged violations of a 1999 Ethics Commission advisory opinion, which said that because of his position as House Education Committee Chairman and an administrator for the Hampshire County School System, he could not solicit for state grants. The Department of Health and Human Resources wants the state Supreme Court to rule on a case that could force 11 counties to pay to hold people waiting for a mental hygiene commissioner to decide whether they should be involuntarily committed. DHHR says those detainees have helped fuel overcrowding in Mildred Mitchell Bateman Hospital in Huntington and also William R. Schopp Jr. Hospital in Weston, forcing the state to spend about $3.5 million to send patients elsewhere during the last fiscal year. That's the news. Now here's the forecast for tonight. A slight chance of showers, mostly before midnight. Rest of the night will be mostly cloudy and noticeably cooler, low tonight near 38. Then for Thursday, a slight chance of showers in the morning. Rest of the day will be mostly cloudy, by afternoon partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high near 50. And then for Friday, a chance of showers again with a high near 60. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
There are three things you get at LNS Toyota. Great prices, big selection, no hassles. Now here's the specials of the week. LNS Toyota has brand new 2005 Corollas, over 35 to choose for as low as $13,818, including a $500 factory rebate. Buy a brand new 2005 Camry, over 25 to choose for as low as $17,585, including a $750 factory rebate. Plus, buy Toyota certified pre-owned vehicles with 3.99 APR financing for 48 months, a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, roadside assistance, and a 160-point quality assurance inspection. The specials of the week at LNS Toyota, 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. 05 Corollas, $13,818. 05 Camry, $17,585. Offers on select models with approved credit. Prices plus tax, tag, and registration fees. Dealer retains rebates and incentives. Example, 2001 Solara, $270 per month for 48 months at 3.99% financing with zero down. Offer ends 3/31/05.
Hi, this is Linda Luger, Executive Director of the United Way of Southern West Virginia. Thanks to all the United Way volunteers for the assistance they provided during the United Way 2004 campaign. Without them, we would not be able to provide the support necessary for our 20 nonprofit agencies that help those who are unable to help themselves. Due to the time spent by volunteers attending meetings, making presentations, making phone calls, asking for contributions, helping with the planning and staging of campaign events, taking time from a busy schedule to film or record a TV or radio spot, and numerous other activities, we have had a successful campaign. Without the time and effort provided by these caring individuals in Raleigh, Nicholas, Fayette, and Summers counties, this would not have been possible. Thumbs up, hats off, and thanks. Because of you, the United Way of Southern West Virginia continues to make a lasting impression on our community. If you would like to be a United Way volunteer, please contact me at 253-2111.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
And I'm Doug Cunningham.
While the country debates whether or not Congress overstepped its boundaries by taking on the Terri Schiavo case, some organizations are saying it highlights a deeper problem with the state of health care and the hypocrisy of the current administration. Dr. Quentin Young is a national coordinator of Physicians for a National Health Program.
This woman's alive because of Medicaid, which the administration, which convened the Congress, is trying to reduce sharply, and Congress happily last week overruled this cut. But if the administration had its way, the monies that is keeping her alive would disappear and make all this activity moot.
Schiavo's family has been able to keep their daughter alive, mostly through money they won in a malpractice suit filed in 1993. According to the Seattle Times, of the $1 million won in that suit, only $50,000 is left to keep Schiavo alive. Dr. Young says that if tort reforms being pushed by the administration